USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump headed to Georgia Saturday night for a rally to support Republican Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue in their runoff elections. He told supporters in Valdosta, Georgia, that the January runoffs are the most important senatorial elections in the country's history.
We're gathered here tonight to ensure, a very important word, ensure, because these are two great, great people that I know so well and respected by everybody in Washington and beyond, that David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler win the most important congressional runoff probably in American history. I really believe that. But there's never been a case where a state has had this prominence on Senate races because they're never together. And this is something that's very important, and you have to get out and you have to vote.
This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
One sports league is suing its insurance company after its loss claims were rejected. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Major League Baseball and all 30 of its teams are suing their insurance providers, citing billions of dollars in losses during the 2020 season played almost entirely without fans due to the coronavirus pandemic. The suit, filed in California Superior Court in Alameda County, says its providers, AIG, Factory Mutual, and Interstate Fire and Casualty Company, have refused to pay claims made by Major League Baseball, despite the league's at-risk policy purchases. Major League Baseball did postpone the beginning of the season, and then once it began, teams were limited to 60 games for the regular season, down from 162.
And President Trump has ordered a withdrawal of U.S. troops from Somalia. In a statement, the Pentagon says that most of the 700 troops that are currently in the African country would be pulled out early next year. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Puerto Rico will lock down on Sundays and close marinas for the holidays. Val Dior has the story from the USA Radio News Texas Bureau.
Puerto Rico's governor says they have to pause to save lives and announced stricter measures to fight COVID. Governor Wanda Vasquez tightened an ongoing curfew with businesses now ordered closed at 8:30 p.m. and no one allowed on streets from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. except essential workers. Only gas stations, pharmacies, grocery stores, and hardware stores will be allowed to open on Sundays, though restaurants can offer delivery or carryout. And alcohol sales is banned from Saturdays at 5 a.m. until Mondays at 5 a.m. The measure runs from December 7 to January 7, the height of Puerto Rico's holiday season, with beaches to remain closed except to those doing exercise. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
When the NBA season begins later this month, players will be subject to new coronavirus restrictions. The league's new set of rules bars players and staff from going to bars, lounges, clubs, public gyms and pools, or larger indoor gatherings with more than 15 people while in their home cities. On the road, the players will only be allowed to leave their hotels to dine at outdoor venues or league-approved restaurants. Players reported for training camps this week where 48 of 546 players tested positive for the virus. The season is scheduled to begin on December 22nd. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.